You know, we've talked about the Menendez brothers a lot. And now with the news breaking that they might be getting out of jail, I mean, you and your wife must be just beside yourselves.
Big day at my house when that verdict broke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have a road trip today. Your daughter has a school.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, and you have to.
Athletic event.
Oh, man, yeah.
I believe you have a big event tomorrow. You have to.
Oh, I got a big pickleball tournament tomorrow.
Yeah,
I got that. Oh, and I got the barbecue festival tomorrow, too.
You'll be away from TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make an appearance at a festival.
I'll be at a barbecue festival. I got a pickleball tournament in the morning. I mean, it's just go, go, go. And in the middle of it, bomb drops. Judge, DA says, yeah, Menendez bros out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Well, now he said they recommended resentencing, correct?
Yeah, but that's every legal analyst on court TV, and we watched it. We're like, well, this is it. They're going to be out in 2 months.
Well, nothing will happen over the weekend, correct?
Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, does a judge have to do this or a panel of judges?
I don't even know. I just know that all the analysts say they will take his recommendations and they will be out of prison before the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, he said yesterday, I feel as though they have served their debt to society, so it's time.
Now, I feel like, my wife was sitting to be tied because she feels like they should be in prison for their whole lives. And she's a true crime person, as you know, because this invalidates the verdict from a jury of their peers from 35 years ago and the sentencing, which was life in prison without parole. Now, the DA says, yes, but there are extenuating circumstances, and the judge in that case should not have given them only one choice, which was murder instead of they could have done like a manslaughter or something like that, and they would have been out by now. But that's a lot of power for one guy to have, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I can understand if you say, okay, new evidence has come to light. There's a couple of letters. Now it looks like that kid from Menudo may have been touched by
that seems
the
to have played a big role in this, too.
It's big. And so I can see the DA saying, okay, now there's more evidence. We need another trial. But to just say, I'm recommending they get out of prison, and within a couple of months they're going to be out of prison, surprising to me that they can do it that easily.
So you and your wife feel as though they should both?
I feel like they should maybe get a new trial based on new evidence. Yeah. You know, no one has ever proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were sexually molested. I mean, they said that. Now they have more evidence. There's a letter written before the murders, and the kid from Menudo says, he put his hands on me. But other than that, I mean, so let's hash it out in court and see if there's enough to get him out. But now they're just saying, okay, you're out, you know.
Well, the phrase I kept hearing, I have not followed it nearly as closely as you, obviously. Mm. But the phrase I kept hearing was the DA, the current DA in L.A. said they've paid their debt.
Yeah. But he's the
which
one
is
that,
30 years.
So he's the one that decided that? And not according to the jury, they haven't paid their debt.
Yeah.
The jury said, and the judge at the time said, their debt is
life
in prison.
He said based on the mitigating factors and the new evidence. That's why he said.
So but my question is, in the law, and we've got our attorney on in an hour, how can one person, and by the way, all the court TV folks saying this is a Hail Mary for him because he's going to lose his reelection.
Exactly.
And he wants to do something big to try to curry favor from voters. Hmm. So he rushes, and now one person can 35 years later say, oh, they've paid their debt. Well, according to you, what about?
Well, that's his job, right? As a DA?
No,
his job is the DA is to prosecute.
Yeah, and so any DA now could say, oh, it looks like these two or this person's okay.
Well, I suppose I'm a little surprised, I guess, that the state attorney general hasn't gotten involved.
Yeah. You need, I mean, it just seems like, yes, I can say, wait a minute now, there's new evidence. Let's retry them and give the jury this time a possibility of like manslaughter and time served. And I still think they would get out. It'd probably take longer. But for him to just be able to say, well, according to me, and I'm the DA, let's get him out of jail. I'm surprised in our system you can do it like that.
I love a good what if.
Yes.
Okay. 1 year from now, Menendez brothers are out.
Mm-hmm.
It's barbecue festival time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're walking around. You've got a barbecue sandwich in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for a place to sit.
Yes.
You look down at a picnic table. Lyle Menendez.
I know him.
I got a seat open right here for you, boss. Now, you've just said all these things. It's not up to you.
Yeah.
Seat's open.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, yeah, I am Lyle Menendez. I've always wanted to come to this.
Yeah. By the way, big fan of your podcast.
I know exactly who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I love two things. I love barbecue and I love your podcast. Have a seat. Do you do it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I am. And you know what I would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not. No cracker has sold out this fast
since.
Dot, dot, dot.
Now, if I'm mistaken, you thought that I should not be out of jail?
Oh, well,
That was Biggie. I heard he died. That's sad.
No, he's
first
still...
you lost Dave.
And then we lost Biggie. Yeah. I hear Dave's back on the show. Yeah, we had to replace Biggie.
No one else knew how everything worked.
What about BB Shite? Oh, no.
No. They hated him.
I'd sit right next to him and share a barbecue set. I'd say, you want to go halvesies on a barbecue set?
Let's get lemonade.
Hey, Lyle.
You need more napkins, Lyle?
Where's Eric? Is he here? Where's the other Chris? Where's Eric?
Oh, he's over getting some hush puppies.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine. I got my Chris, you got your Eric. Yeah, we'd be walking the streets of the barbecue festival. Sure. Yeah, I know. Yeah, great what if. Right. Great what if.
All right, let's go buy some candles. Come on.
Yeah.
Look at the sand sculpture. Get her picture made.
Yeah.
Is that you with Lyle
in sand?
You see, it's different color sand and they layer it.
Next year they can do a
It's always a pig themed sand sculpture, but you can have a pigs murdering their parents.
Yes. Or like those two running out of jail or something. Mm-hmm. Listen, my wife's cousin's in charge of the barbecue festival. Mm-hmm. I suggest ideas for the sand sculpture. Mm-hmm. Next year I'm doing Menendez Brothers.
What brought you here?
We're thinking about starting a food truck like so many. We're going to do Menendez Brothers barbecue.
Wow. Yes. Yes. What a great idea. Mm. That's a great what if.